soundingthealarm.com. Warning, the events and issues of this broadcast are real and eternal.
This is Trevor Davis sounding the alarm on December 6, 2018. I want to talk to you and make some very clear proclamations today in the name of Jesus about here we are in these last days. And I'm going to talk about the reality of the multitudes, the masses, the majority of the people are literally walking in darkness right off into the ditch that Jesus referred to. But before I do that, I'm going to talk about the foundation of truth from Scripture, and that's this: the kingdom of God is within the true disciple. According to Luke 17, it's not here or there. It doesn't come by observation. It's not on this corner or that corner, or with this religious group or with that religious group, or with certain people out in the wilderness or a desert or a secret place. The kingdom of God today is within the true disciples, those that follow the Lord Jesus Christ and obey his voice. Jesus Christ is Lord. He is the master. Jesus Christ is the head of the assembly, the house of God, that's made without hands, that God literally inhabits himself through the Spirit. And having said all that, I say Jesus Christ is the ruler of all creation. And the Scripture, the Word of God, is the absolute supreme authority. So now let's talk about these things. We have to realize that things have come along down the line over history that have gone off the mark, gone off the straight and narrow way that leads to life, and it's gone into to the left, and it's gone to the right of truth. And truth is a very fine line, and it takes a supernatural walk with Jesus Christ being led and directed by the Spirit of God to stay on that straight and narrow way. Anything that's unscriptural is out of order. Anything that's out of order, it must be corrected. Anything out of order works havoc, damage, it's destruction to those that are under its influence. The Lord is bringing rebuke, he's bringing his judgment and instruction to his people. So let him that has an ear hear what the Spirit says to the ecclesia. That's what it says in Greek, ecclesia. It's the called out assembly. Lord is perfecting and refining his people. That's what he's doing. That's what he's saying. And it's up to us to be hearing him and receiving and obeying what he's speaking. He will continue to do this until he has his body that's grown up into him as a holy temple, a holy house. And that's in Ephesians 2:18 through verse 22. Happy are you if you're not offended in what I'm about to declare. But all these points are in the Scripture. But it requires the Lord to grant you the ability to see, to perceive, to hear, and to understand. And it requires us to be humble before the Lord, teachable, seeking him for wisdom and understanding, instruction, that only can come from him. Here we go. There is a conspiracy of rebellion, both secular and with leadership of apostate religion, and that is in Psalms chapter 2. It was seen as recorded in Acts chapter 4, and 1 Peter chapter 2, verses 4 through 8, outlines how Jesus Christ came as a living stone, elect, chosen, and precious, but he was rejected by the builders. The builders that reject the chief cornerstone, that is the elect and precious one to God. That's Psalm 118, 1 Peter 2, 4 through 8. The builders build in the spirit of Babylon and his Antichrist. They replace Jesus Christ with another. The builders use the scripture for authenticity. The builders interject falsehood, chaff, and leaven through deceit, cunning craft, and eloquence. The builders are workers of iniquity. Their work is strange fire. They are of Cain. Cain offered to God sacrifices out of things he produced out of the earth, and God had no respect for Cain or his offering. The builders use natural forces and devices because there's no witness of God upon the works of their hands. You can tell this is evidenced by there's a lack of the power and glory of God. The builders are highly skilled in manipulating for public reaction. They are oblivious to God, who is invisible and sees and hears and scrutinizes all things. The builders that reject the cornerstone hate God. They hate people. They are wolves disguised as sheep. The builders will continue until the end of this age. They are the wicked that God creates for the day of evil. The builders are involved in religious enterprise. The builders are the sellers that Jesus kicked out of the Father's house due to their thievery and merchandising schemes in every gospel, Matthew, Mark, Luke, and John. The builders rely on the buyers that buy their product. The builders give the buyers what they want to hear in smooth words, vain deceit, light and frivolous pep talk messages, as if they were a motivational speaker. The builders are scorners that hate the truth. They refuse to repent. They have no ears to receive rebuke. They love darkness. They hate the light. The builders exalt the work of their hands into the heavens to be like God. They are rooted in Babylon the harlot, the mother of abominations of the whole earth. Luke 13, verse 21. The builders join hand in hand with other men doing the same wicked thing. They form alliances, denominations, isms, and take licenses of approval from secular governments, such as the IRS 501c3 code taken by most, quote, churches. The builders build in the forbidden self-exaltation over the people through the use of titles. They use certificates from specialized schools, receive their masters and doctorates. The builders create a false system of hierarchy. It means sacred rule in the etymology. It's identified by clergy versus laity. That is the doctrine of the Nicolaitans, the very doctrine which Jesus hates. It's in the book of Revelation. Chapters 2 and 3. The builders that reject the cornerstone may speak of Jesus as Lord, but they do not obey him. They may call him Lord, Lord, but will not do what he commands. Luke 6:46. The builders use devices of Satan in their ability to transform themselves as, quote, servants of Christ. That's in 2 Corinthians 11. They do all their works to be seen by men, seeking their accolades, honor, and money. The builders are the inventors of evil. They are pseudo. They're false, phony, not real, but a deliberate illusion of deception. The builders are building today throughout the land on every corner. They franchise their work. Denominate it by branding and naming as their fathers, the Babylonian priests, did. They create religions such as the fathers and elders of the Jews' religion. Philippians 3, Mark chapter 7, Colossians 2, 1 Peter 1 verse 18, and Matthew 23 verse 9, and Galatians 1. The builders stand with rebellious rulers of the secular world and whitewash their wickedness. They promise the wicked they will see no evil, though they are in the crosshairs of the judgment of God Almighty. The builders that reject the cornerstone Jesus stand in his place as shepherd. They are blind guides and blind leaders that are leading the blind religious masses. Both will fall into the ditch, Jesus said. John 10, especially verse 8, you'll notice the words ever came and before. Jesus said, all that ever came and before me are thieves and robbers. But looking it up in the Greek, it means this. Ever came is those that arose in public and had influence are superior, act as superior to Jesus. Those are the thieves and robbers. Look around, who's standing in the place of Jesus? They won't go through the door. They won't do what Jesus said, though they use his word. The word spoken to Isaiah in Isaiah 26, verse 13, this is what it says. O Lord, our God, other lords besides you have had dominion over us, but by you only will we make mention of your name. The same is true today. Nothing is new under the sun. The people have wanted a king over them other than the Lord himself. They follow men and not the Lord Jesus Christ for the most part. The Lord Jesus gave clear instructions. His kingdom and the gathering of his assembly does not operate in this fashion. Matthew 21, verse 25 through 28, and Mark 10, 42 through 45, all say that the Gentiles exercise a lordship over and dominion upon, but it shall not be so among you, Jesus said. First Peter 5, 1 through 4, regards the elders that are truly elders in the kingdom of God. They're not to lord over the people. The same idea. Not for filthy lucre. Of a willing mind to serve. That's the contrast. The Gentiles exercise authority over and dominion upon, but it shall not be so among you, Jesus said. The word is overlord or katakurios. And that scripture we read, Isaiah 26, 13, O Lord our God, other lords besides you have had dominion over us. That word dominion in the Hebrew is Baal. Baal. Take a look at Matthew 23, 4 through 10, as Jesus rebuked the Pharisees and the scribes that loved the praise of men, that loved religious clothing. They loved to sit in the chief place of honor in the synagogue. And the greeting in the marketplace, being called Rabbi, Rabbi, Great One, or various titles, or calling other ones that were Father, or having people call you Master. Jesus said, he's the Master. We are brethren, and we are not to exalt ourselves. And everyone that exalts himself will be humbled, Jesus said. And everyone that humbles himself will be exalted. The Lord is calling his people out. Come out from among them, says the Lord. Be ye separate. Touch not the unclean thing. This is 2 Corinthians 6, verses 14 through 18. There's six admonitions of what not to associate. A person that believes has nothing in common with a person that doesn't believe. We're talking about faith versus no faith. We're talking about Christ versus wickedness. We're talking about righteousness versus unrighteousness. We're talking about light versus darkness. Take a look at the text and ask me how that can be so. How can you be obedient to the scripture when you're gathered together and huddled together with a religious crowd of absolute filth and abomination and unbelief? And worldliness and carnality, flesh, darkness, unrighteousness, wickedness. God gave three commandments, and I'm speaking of God Almighty, said, come out from among them, says the Lord. Be ye separate. Do not touch the unclean thing. And the Lord said, I will receive you. And he gave seven promises to the obedient. So the call is to be separate in our fellowship with the one true holy God. God is holy, and he said, as it is written, be ye holy, for I am holy. Without holiness, no one will see the Lord. And the people have been duped. They're making money off you. They're controlling you and giving you a false word of hope, a false gospel. Giving you chaff and not the word. They're not telling you to seek the face of God and to know the voice of the Lord, the shepherd. They're not telling you the difference between the precious and the vile, the holy and the unclean. We're now going to talk about the cast and the characters of the cabal. The pseudo. These are the false brethren, the false ministers, the false elders. They're not even disciples. The false fathers, the false prophets, the false Christ, the false apostles, the false doctrine. The elders and the fathers of the Jews' religion, they laid aside the commandment of God to hold their tradition. The elders and the fathers of the Jews' religion rejected the commandment of God to keep their tradition. This is in Mark chapter 7. Tradition is a transmission. It's passed along to people and done so through time. This is what Peter talked about in 1 Peter 1, verse 18. He said, you're not redeemed with corruptible things as silver and gold from your vain conduct, received from the fathers. Colossians 2 warns believers, after they have been taught by the Lord and received understanding and the, quote, acknowledgement of the mysteries of God, unquote. This is the epignosis in Greek, meaning perfect knowledge. That there will be men that will come to beguile you, spoil you, judge you, and again beguile you. That's in Colossians chapter 2. The Lord is the teacher. The Lord gives us the Holy Spirit. 1 John 2:27, we have no need of a man to teach us. But you're not being told that in the religious church world. You can seek the face of the Lord. You can be taught by the Lord through the Holy Spirit. He'll illuminate the eyes of your understanding. And Jesus prayed to the Father, Father, I thank you that you have hid these things from the wise and the prudent and revealed them to babes. Come unto me, all you that labor and are heavy laden. Learn from me. He said, I'm meek and lowly of heart. You'll find rest to your soul. The Lord will teach us, and he has true gifts of Christ that are humble servants, not overlords, that Christ manifests through their life, and you'll recognize the voice of the Lord that you've learned in your prayer closet. They're spoiling. They're robbing you what the Lord would give you. Because all the treasures of wisdom and knowledge and understanding is hid in Jesus Christ. Seek him. But they say, receive us in his place. Buy our books. Buy our videos. Watch us on the big screen. Their spoiling is through philosophy, vain deceit, after the tradition of men, after the principles of the world, and not after Christ. That's in Colossians 2, verse 8. Jesus, Paul, and Peter warn of the false teachers and prophets and their leaven doctrine that will permeate and ruin the people. You take 3 cups of flour, 1/2 teaspoon of baking soda, mix it all up. It'll cause the whole thing to rise, to puff. And that's what a little bit of leaven of false doctrine and hypocrisy will do to you. It'll ruin you. 1 Corinthians 5, the immorality, sexual perversion, and liberality in that group of people. Paul said, you're already puffed up. It's already affected you by hanging out with them. Be separate. No wonder why there's no power, where there's no glory. For thine is the kingdom, the power, the glory forever and ever, O Lord. But we're recognizing that people like it this way. Jesus has called us to follow him and to learn from him and to seek him, but the majority of the people do not. We are instructed to study, to show ourselves approved unto God. We are to rightly divide the word of truth, to rely on the Holy Spirit to be our teacher in all these things. This is the way we'll not be ashamed. That's 2 Timothy 2:15. Now notice this. Paul is the chief example of someone of religion, full of zeal, but not according to knowledge of the truth. He was deceived. He was killing saints of Jesus Christ, but he did so in ignorance and unbelief. God had mercy on him. When Jesus revealed himself to Paul, he immediately did not confer with flesh and blood. He was totally retrained in the truth of God by the Holy Spirit. The gospel was revealed to him. He said it was not by man, neither did he receive it by man, but he received it by revelation. This is the word of truth that comes from God. As we all shall be taught of God, as it is written, take a look at Philippians 3, Galatians 1, Psalm 127, verse 1 says, unless the Lord build the house, they labor in vain that build it. John 6, verse 45, and John 8, 28. The very doctrine of Jesus wasn't his. It was revealed to him, shown to him, commanded to him, and taught to him from the Father. When Paul forsook what was behind, being an Israelite, being of the tribe of Benjamin, being circumcised the eighth day, being a Pharisee, being zealous more than his countrymen in the law, blameless, all that was behind. He counted it but dung that he could win the excellency that was in Christ Jesus. No looking back. All those things he could boast about, the letters, the training, his associations, his accomplishments. And he said it. He said this three times, beware, in Philippians 3. Beware of the dogs. Beware of the evildoers. Beware of the concision. They are the ones that would want to cut your flesh and put their religious mark on you so they can boast of you. Yet these are the ones that govern the religious establishment, lording over the simple-minded people, deceived by their fair speeches and good words. It's in Romans 16. Whoa! Whoa, whoa! God is Lord over his kingdom. And man is Lord over his religion that he creates. The quote, Jews' religion is unscriptural, it's extra scriptural, it's anti scriptural, it's contra scriptural. All made by the doctrines of men taught as commandments. This is in Isaiah 29, 10 through 13. The synagogue system, the place where people went. People ask you, what church do you go to? Are you part of such and such man's church? It gives a dead giveaway. The leaders of this man-made institutional religion, they exalt themselves, they title themselves, and they're even paid to do it. Jesus spoke of the temple being completely demolished with not one stone upon another that shall not be thrown down. Matthew 24, verse 2. But the system was recreated in institutional churchianity. It's incorporated, denominated. They lord over. They have a false hierarchy system, the false doctrine, the traditions and customs of man that violate the word of God. They mutate the word of God. And worse yet, they take away the key of knowledge from those who would have gone in to seek the Lord. Yet they themselves, the teachers, the wicked workers, enter not in themselves, according to Jesus. Now consider this and answer this question. What would happen if you went about building a house in your city without a permit? And what you built was not up according to the code of that city. What would happen if you were an employee to such a man as a Donald Trump, for example, and he gave you instructions and you went on your own way doing as you wished or what following the custom of others in your city, what would he say to you? You're fired. Then how silly it is to build iniquitous work of men's hands without the direction of the Lord, and worse yet, building what he commanded not. It's iniquity. As it is written, unless the Lord build a house, they labor in vain that build it. Psalm 127, verse 1. It's in the Bible. The snare of the end times. The end time of the last days will be a snare, according to Luke 21, verse 34. And God will turn over all the disobedient and those who did not love the truth. They censor the word of truth. They did not tell the people what the Lord has truly said. They tell the people the vanity of their own darkened heart. They promise them life when they are in sin. They bless the covetous whom God abhors. They whitewash, glossing over wickedness with a false cover. They are dead men without the life and power of God, though they may appear on the outside as a beautiful, ornate sepulcher. Today we have mega churches without any bona fide faith. Mega churches created by mega men, and they are indeed the Lord God's of deception. Ezekiel 13, Jeremiah 23, Isaiah 30, verse 10, Jeremiah 7, all of these texts outline the falsity of the religious institution gone awry, refusing to hear the true word at the mouth of God. They manufacture a false word that misleads and strengthens the evildoers. They do not tell the people the truth to turn from their evil ways and the evil of their doings. Here we are, the call of God in this hour. God commands all men everywhere to repent. He calls for us to seek him with our whole heart. We are to hear his voice. We must obey him. We must be doing his will, being led by him, glorifying him as a holy people serving a holy God. We cannot be a contradiction. We cannot be his assembly, which is the ground and pillar of the truth, when we indeed are a corrupt, a degenerate vine, as Isaiah 5, a broken branch withered, according to John 15, that walk in darkness, loving the world, governed by sin and such things. The good news is the Lord is the deliverer. He has provided all we need for our victory through faith. Come out from among them, says the Lord. Be ye separate. Touch not the unclean thing, says the Almighty. And Jesus said, where two or three are gathered in my name, there I am in the midst of them. Take heed with what measure you hear, for with the same measure you meet, what you give, it will be given to you. If you hear and heed, more will be given. If you refuse and rebel, it will be ill with you, and even that which you have shall be taken away from you. That's in Mark 4:23, verse 25. The Lord is calling his people to be prepared for his direction in assembling in a New Testament fashion, where the body of Christ functions through the Holy Spirit. The true elders, who are disciples, shall manifest the gift of Christ. The true testimony of Jesus, which is the spirit of prophecy, shall come forth as all shall know me and my voice. There is one flock, one fold, one shepherd, one doctrine, one spirit, one faith, one in Jesus' name.